Some of Elizabeth's anguish may have been genuine remorse. Some of it was downright fear. And she was right to worry. Even before Mary's execution, King Philip of Spain had accelerated his plans for the enterprise of England. And with Mary now dead, there would be no stopping him. Suddenly, Elizabethan England looked very small, very vulnerable. This was always Elizabeth's worst nightmare, a full-scale Catholic invasion, and now Philip was launching one. The Spanish admirals, however, were deeply pessimistic about the chances of success. They knew the English ships had a massive edge in speed and manoeuvrability. The miracle was not that England was saved, but that the Spanish came so close to pulling it off. Only a few miles of the channel and an unhelpful wind direction made the difference. The weather, as usual, batted for England. But it was a close thing. The English were right to be scared in the summer and autumn of 1588. What do you do when you're weepy and terrified? Well, you cry out for mummy. And that, courtesy of Robert Dudley, dying of cancer now, but still the great impresario of Elizabeth's shows, is exactly how she appeared to the troops at the armed camp at Tilbury. The mother at last, the virgin mother of England, and the kind of mother you'd want on your side, a mother dressed in a breastplate of steel.